88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Just like diabetes, today we're going to talk about another unseen illness, and that's cancer.
Another heavy topic. You're not trying to replicate the Deep Dive miniseries by any chance, are you?
True that, bro. I did enjoy those episodes. You could say we're branching out to other territories.
Dangerous territories at that. Just like the marriage and religion topics from the Deep Dive series. But I guess they need to be explored. So come, let's do this, bro.
Yes, let's do this. See you peeps in a sec. Welcome back. First of all, Dims, do you know what cancer is?
Come on, bro. Of course. I think everyone knows what cancer is. Unfortunately, it's one of the deadliest unseen illness, like you said, out there. I don't know the exact ins and outs, but I am obviously aware of this deadly, unfortunate disease.
Well, as per my research, I found that cancer is when abnormal cells divide in an uncontrollable way. Some cancers may eventually spread into other tissues. There are more than 200 different types of cancer. Statistically, 1 in 2 people in the UK will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. Now, this information was taken from cancerresearchuk.org.
Wow, 1 in 2. That's like 50% of the population, if you look at it, then.
Yeah, that's true. But that's in the UK only. That doesn't mean it's worldwide. Worldwide, I've not really looked into that. It's just purely the UK.
Why do you think cancer is so prevalent in our society? Do you think it's the food we eat?
Could be, because we do eat a lot of processed food now.
Yeah. I don't think much food is raw or real anymore. Like you said, it's a lot of processed food. And even what we feed the animals, it's not fresh, is it? They get fed like, what do they call it?
Pesticide?
Yeah, all sorts of like chemicals and whatnot. The animals consume, you know, artificial things like that and dangerous things like that. And then we consume the animals. So, you know, it's definitely going to do something to our bodies. But, you know, they're really high figures.
I mean, it could be a number of reasons, to be honest with you. It does stipulate, I mean, again, I don't know why, but we always go into religion because that's usually a stick in this anyway.
Yeah.
I think it's an Isanya sign. They do say that there'll be a number of signs and there'll be a number of illnesses where they're not curable.
No, they're not found a cure for you, have they? It's manageable, but it's not curable. Yeah. You're right.
That's the thing.
I don't think it's ever been curable. I mean, some people go into remission, some people fight it, but it's sort of surviving. It's not like a cure. It's not like you recover 100% and you're back to normal. You're sort of affected. And it's so many different types. So it's not like it's just one type. It's different types. So it can attack different body parts. So you got breast cancer, testicle cancer, throat cancer, lung cancer. Like, it's two different people with cancer can have two extremely different experiences.
Exactly.
It depends. Like, so what body parts is affecting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I have a family member and it's affecting him severely. Now, he's quite elderly and they can't do the normal routine. You know, when they put dye in their body, they're not allowing that to happen to him.
Do you know what body part
he's got the cancer? It's lung. It's his lungs. So they've seen a mark on his body. Again, this is not 100%. They've seen like this black mark on his body. And they assume it is that.
So has he been diagnosed with cancer?
That's what it looks like to them. Again, it's not 100%.
But don't they do tests to find out? They can do like biopsy.
But they can't. That's what I'm trying to say.
Because of the age?
Yeah, because of his age. So they're not taking any chances because of his age. Anything could happen. He's nearly hitting 90, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. So it's quite elderly.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. That's the reason why they're not allowing it.
So what? Have they advised anything? Have they given anything?
No, to be honest, nothing. They just said, he's elderly now. We're not going to give him any... obviously, he's on medications and all that. He's got other illnesses, you know, plenty more. Especially as being South Asian, diabetes is one of them. Angina is another one.
Yeah.
There's a few skin conditions.
That's what I was saying to you earlier. So when you talk about diabetes, two people with diabetes, as long as they've got the same type of diabetes, it's quite a similar experience. You know?
Yes.
Two people with angina problems, it's a similar experience. Very similar. So asthmatic, two people are asthmatic, very similar experiences. But two people with cancer, depending on where you have the cancer in your body, it could be a completely different experience.
I would agree with that. Have you come across anyone else that you know that has gone through with cancer?
Yeah. Over the years, unfortunately, quite a few people have fallen victim to this deadly disease. I guess one of my earliest experiences with cancer was a good friend of mine.
Okay.
A very close friend of mine and his younger brother. I think he was... It's early 20s, either late teens or early 20s, I'd say. I think it was early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember how old he was at the exact time. And, you know, we're fine. He plays sports with us, go ice skating, paintballing. We do all sorts of activities. It's a young lad, you know, running around with us. Here he gets cancer. And then I can't remember how long until after he was diagnosed, I saw him. It wasn't that long. It wasn't like years. It's a couple of months, but I can't remember if it was 3 months or 6 months. I can't recall the exact time frame. Excuse me. But yeah, when I saw him, I was completely shocked because I've not seen cancer patient before. You see, like in real life, this was my first time. I was in my early 20s myself. I was pretty young at that time, and he was in the wheelchair, so he couldn't walk. I think he'd gone through chemo, so he lost all his air. He was, early 20s, but looked like a 60, 70-year-old man. Completely not like how I last saw him.
I'm assuming he's not no longer with us.
No, unfortunately not. No. So my friend and me, we're like peers, we're same age. This was his younger brother.
Okay.
I've lost
him. How's he coping, by the way, your friend? Is he okay?
This was many years ago. Obviously, with these things, you learn to live with them. But I'm going back to when it happened. At the time, he was completely just like a shell. He was like zombie. He wouldn't speak, wouldn't eat. I think he stayed in shock for months.
Okay.
Months and months. It wasn't the same jolly person that he used to be. So obviously it affected him. It probably still does. You know, these things never completely go away. It's like a scar. Yes. It's still there.
Yeah.
You know. The wound's still there, but he just learned to live with it because what else can you do?
No, exactly.
But at the time, yeah, he was shocked. So it was, I think the whole family was. I know personally myself, we really discuss it. We didn't really, oh, your brothers, you know. But none of us, and I'm pretty sure, I've actually never spoken to him about this even till this day. I don't think he expected him to pass away. Because okay. I know I certainly didn't. You're just like, okay, fine. He's a young lad. Like you said, this relative of yours is quite elderly.
Yeah.
He was in his prime, and this young lad, he had the rest of his life ahead of him. So the doctors, they would obviously do, for younger people, they'll give you all the meds and whatnot, you know, try to, because your body can take it, isn't it?
No, yeah, it's true, yeah.
So,
I'd assume so, yeah.
Yeah, so he went through all the treatments and everything, and unfortunately he didn't make it. And his obviously that shocked me a lot, but what also shocked me was his transformation, like his deterioration, actually, I should say, not even transformation, deterioration. It was so rapid. And like, this is something I saw with my own eyes. It's not like I'm hearing it second, third hand, or, you know, it's a story I literally witnessed, and I was like gobsmacked.
Right.
Couldn't believe it, but yeah.
Yeah, sounds devastating, you know, but just by the sound of it, it's not nice. I mean,
no.
I could tell, you know, just by the sound of your voice, you know, it did affect
you. Know what? Yeah, it's normal. You forget. It's not something, like I say, you don't talk about it day to day, and that is, but when you speak about it, you're kind of taken back. So as I'm speaking to you now, and I am feeling something in my heart. I am feeling a bit, it's probably coming across, and I'm not trying to, but because it's been so long, I've dealt with it, and I'm, you know, it is what it is, unfortunately, but it brings it back. So them visions of seeing him, so they'll come back. So I'm actually seeing him now again in my eyes, and I'm remembering him. You don't sit there day to day, but yeah, unfortunately, yeah, it gets a bit heavy.
And the only thing is, I like to apologize if I brought those memories or those
images. Oh no. We knew we were doing this episode. We knew it was going to get a bit, you know, intense. Tearful. But yeah,
intense. Yeah. No, but you know, I have to apologize anyway, because it's not right, indeed. Especially bringing those memories up, sometimes is, you know, it's not easy to comprehend and to process at the same time.
I think it's when I'm speaking to you now. So now, like, as you know, an old 40-year-old, almost 40-year-old man, it's different. But that, then in the 20s, it's like the older you get, you'll get used to and you know, you've seen, like, since then I've seen so much and I'm aware of it. But at that time, I didn't expect it. I didn't see it. I wasn't aware of it. It was just not like, oh, he's, there was no mention of, you know, like maybe someone elderly, like, oh, may make it, may not. There was none of that. It was just like, okay, it's got this thing. It's bad, but it's treatable. We're treating it. We've done the chemo, etc. And it was just, unfortunately, it's a sudden. So when sudden happens, it does knock you back.
You know, knock you back, yeah.
Yeah, like, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, it's something similar to, I'd say, again, off topic here. When my mum passed away when I was young. I mean, that's the only thing I can relate to. It's not the same. I know that it's not the same, but...
No. It wasn't cancer, was it?
No, it wasn't cancer. Was it?
No.
Okay. I think it was passed away with kidney failure, but I understand, you know, that when you see...
How old were you?
I was only 7.
Okay. Do you have memories of...
Yeah, I have memories of my mother.
Okay.
So I do recall that, you know, when I was young, being playful and all that. I remember her as well. I remember when... she wasn't well. She was fasting one of the few days, you know, stuff like that. I have images of that. And then she's praying Quran, and then she's just like brushing my hair and all that. So I have those images of my mom when I was young. But again, I don't really want to talk about that because that's a different subject.
Yeah. Hopefully, I suppose it is different in terms of how she passed. But part of cancer is that it's two things. It's your quality of life is impaired drastically, and it's changed drastically. So it affects you a lot, but it affects people around you. And a lot, I'm not sure if you've got the stats on this or if you looked into like how many people with cancer actually...
I have to look it up.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's a high percentage because...
It would be, yeah. I mean, especially now that we had the other big CVID, should we say.
Yeah.
That I would assume that's been taken over now. Again, that's just my assumption. I haven't done the full research on the phone and between the two.
So, you know, it is a different topic, but it is closely related to and cancer. You know, a lot of them, they go to those hospice, that's it. Yeah, so, and that's like end of life. So, a lot of people, once you get cancer, I suppose it's, once you have the shock, it's like, because there's no cure for it, you see. So it's you're kind of like, okay, the possibility of becomes very real, mm-hmm. very suddenly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, only other example I can think of who actually had cancer and is one of my university mates. I wanted him on this episode, but fortunately I couldn't. But yeah, he's, well, I think he's just dealing with it. To me, he still seemed the same.
Okay.
There was no difference. Like, you know how you mentioned, like, you know, there was deterioration, all that.
Yeah, or, no, there's levels. Yeah. There's levels.
Yeah, there's that as well, yeah.
Stage 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yes.
Actually, I've heard, like, one of my friend's mom, one of my aunties passed away not too long ago with cancer, and she was fine. Like, she looked exactly the same. I think she just fell once in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
complained about stomach pains or something, and they've gone and checked her out, and turns out she's got, like, the doctor said stage 4 cancer.
Okay.
And it was like, it's late stage. So, and then my friend was like, well, I didn't know there were stages. And like, yeah, it's like, there's not much we can do now. It's like spread everywhere, basically.
Yes.
It was just too late to treat. So internally she was away, but no one knew, because she didn't really complain about pain, or maybe she didn't notice it. We don't know. But yeah, so there are stages.
Stage 1 usually means the cancer is small and contained within the organ. Stage 2 usually means that it's a tumor and it's larger than stage 1. Stage 3 usually means the cancer is larger and it may have started to spread into surrounding tissues. And finally, stage 4 means the cancer has spread from where it started to another body organ. Now, that's just minimizing what it is. There's a lot more information if you look it up online.
And unfortunately, it's the treatment
mm-hmm.
that they do that kind of you slowly as well.
Yeah.
So you know about that. It's radiation, isn't it? So
yes, exactly. Yes.
Chemo.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I actually had to look into it for, like, friends and family and whatnot. So when they do the treatment, they kill all your cells, get rid of the cancer cells.
Mm-hmm.
And the theory is that the cancer cells will, and the good cells will come back, but they'll come back slowly. So this is why people will lose their hair, they'll age, because it kills good cells as well as your bad cells. There was talk a few years ago, I mean, they're still looking into, obviously looking for a cure, because the cells transform, don't they?
Yes.
The cancer cells. They were trying to find sort of like cells that they can inject, call them smart cells, that mm-hmm. they would attach to the cancer cells.
Okay.
And destroy just the cancer cells. Because if that was the case, that'd be brilliant, because you wouldn't get rid of the good cells, you'd get rid of just the bad cells.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, at the moment, the way the treatment is, that's all. You can only work with what you have, and what we have, unfortunately, isn't ideal. It'll save your life, but the quality of life will be compromised.
Yes, you're right there. I mean, it does seems like it does affect the lifespan by just taking radiation. I mean, that's generally every aspect as well. And when they talk about X-ray as well, when you have X-rays, they said, you know, you shouldn't be having X-rays as quite frequently as possible. But obviously, chemo is a, you know, few stages up, should we say.
Yeah. Yeah, we're subjected to minute radiation. So even MRI scans or, like I said, X-rays, you see the people doing it, they run behind that screen.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, you stay there. Like
yeah.
And we'll take a picture.
Yeah, you feel like an alien. I went for my chest. I'm not sure what you went for. I went for a chest X-ray.
You know, my ankles.
Your ankles, feet, right? Yeah. And then, like, literally, because I've had an MRI as well for my head, and that was something else a few years back. And that's all right. I mean, it's obviously in the machine, so you don't see it. But the chest X-ray, the mm-hmm. dude just ran. He's like, the way he ran away is like, I felt like an alien. It was just so weird. It was like, he ran for cover, and then he was talking through the glass thing to me, and it just felt bizarre. I was like, okay.
Maybe he's afraid of being radiated.
They don't want to, yeah.
I know, again, we're going off topic, but it reminds me of the Incredible Hulk, innit? Radiation.
Is that what it was, yeah?
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, I didn't even know that.
Gamma rays, innit?
Oh, okay. Well, unfortunately, in reality, it's the other way around. If you became big and strong, like, I think everyone would be like, Hulk! Smash! But unfortunately, it's the other way around.
Definitely.
Firstly, we just, like, obviously say to anyone that's passed away from cancer, be it my friend's mum, my auntie, my mate's brother, anyone that you know, anyone that I know, anyone the listeners know, may Allah grant them Jannah or Firdaus.
I mean.
And for the families that have gone through it or are going through it, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for him.
I mean.
And obviously the patient themselves, that's their test. So may Allah make it easy for them as well.
I mean.
Other than that, there are charities, I'm sure, set up. I've heard of the Macmillan Trust. They can help people that are going through this currently. Do you know any, Sol?
Only one that comes in my head is Cancer Research.
So they can help people that may be currently going through this unfortunate unseen illness. Actually, speaking of unseen, have you seen that giant pain in the ass, Niz Neo, lately?
No, I think he'll be floating or, you know, space hovering around somewhere.
Well, he can't come back here because we made the studio alien proof now. I'm sure of it.
I'm sure he can. He's got some ways of getting in, as you always remember. One of the previous episodes,
the spice, yeah, the food. He just smells food and just drops in when he wants to.
Exactly. So I don't know how he does it. Somehow he does get in and manage to eat all our food.
Yeah. He's an unseen problem as well.
Is there a cure for him?
Well, you can't really cure a giant pain in your ass now, can you, Sol?
Yeah, okay.
Suppose just like this unseen thing, you just got to live with it.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, speaking of unseen, hope you guys don't disappear, because we hope to see you next week for another great episode. Until then, bye bye.
And anyone that's been affected or anyone needs help, there is help available regarding this matter. Hope to see you guys at the table next week. Goodbye and take care.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.